"You have completed a good section of the road between Case di Viso and Refugio Bozzi. As you will have noted, the road climbs fairly gently and very constantly. This is characteristic of military roads. This route was, in fact, built for military purposes in the early years of the 20th century to allow for the building and subsequent supplying of the Guardia di Finanza fortress in Conca Montozzo. Given the area's strategic importance, during the war years it was widened and reinforced in exposed sections with thick walls in order to make it usable for military trucks as well as medium-caliber heavy guns. From this panoramic point you can see certain traces left by the large numbers of Italian soldiers present in this area. In fact, just to the north of the car park below, there are signs of digging work above the road. These were the foundations for the artillery ammunition deposits needed by the Montozzo front. Furthermore, if you look northwest, to the opposite side of the valley, you can see Malga Fornuncolo where the Italians fielded ultra-heavy 280mm mortars to hit the Val Montozzo road from Peggio and the Austrian positions above it with their 230kg shells. If you look westwards you are facing the Graiole Ridge, also powerfully defended and equipped with small and medium caliber artillery and an excellent walking destination today. Continuing along the horizon, you first see the peaks of the Adamello Massif while on the mountains standing out in the foreground to the south the signs of the military roads and mule tracks dug out the rock to link the Montozzo Basin with the Tonal Pass defences are visible, sheltered from Austrian artillery sight and fire. The huge volume of digging and building work involved is well described in the diaries of Lieutenant Giovanni Biondi of Darfo. Let's listen to what he wrote on 1 May 1916. The men marched silently, bent over under the weight of their work materials and #8230. They passed through paths carved out of the snow, the deep and slippery ditches of our interminable walkways, across rocky crags and pine forests and #8230. They arrived at destination and after 10 minutes of rest they took up whatever tool they had and #8211, some a mallet, some a mining chisel, some a spade and some a mattock, some a crowbar and some a hammer and they set to work rhythmically demolishing the rocks and removing the most stubborn boulders and #8230. I can see them. These obscure heroes with their foreheads dripping sweat, their backs bent over, their legs sinking into the wet earth, their arms pressing down on their basic tools and all their muscles taut in the hard work in the midst of snow walls under the sun and under a freezing storm and #8230. As you can see, the natural aspects of the route are changeable. The underlying rock layer changes as you climb. You are walking through a mosaic of different types of metamorphic rocks. Over time these have been exposed to such high temperatures and pressures that they have undergone changes in structure, some significant. Here we are in an area dominated by quartzites. As you climb you come across rocks resulting from the transformation of older sedimentary rocks, Paranice and #8211. In the upper part of the route and #8211. And composite marbles and calcium carbonate in particular near Refugio Bozzi. Today's vegetation is the outcome of centuries of human action. In its entirely natural state these would be forests while today there are just a few scattered trees and small clumps of larch. This is the result of ancient deforestation and deshrubbing work designed to leave space for pasture. In more recent times, a reduction in the intensity of pasture has led to an increasingly rapid return of shrubs and trees. Here it is the rhododendrons and #8211. Evergreen plants with shiny green leaves and #8211. Which are most common, as well as junipers with small prickly needles and green alders. Tall 2 or 3 meter high deciduous plants.